Chapter 3. The rich eat differently than you and me. I was holed up in the Caribbean about midway through a really bad time. My first marriage had just ended, and I was, to say the least, at loose ends. By loose ends, I mean aimless and regularly suicidal. I mean that my daily routine began with me waking up around 10, smoking a joint, and going to the beach, where I drink myself stupid on beer, smoke a few more joints, and pass out until mid-afternoon. This to be followed by an early evening rise, another joint, and then off to the bars, followed by the brothels. By then, usually very late at night, I'd invariably find myself staggeringly drunk, the kind of drunk where you've got to put a hand over one eye to see straight. On the way back from one whorehouse or another, I'd stop at the shawarma truck on the Dutch side of the island, and as best I could, shove a meat-filled pita into my face, sauce squirting onto my shirt front. Then, standing there in the dark parking lot, surrounded by a corona of spilled sauce, shredded lettuce, and lamb fragments, I'd fire up another joint before sliding behind the wheel of my rented 4x4, yank the top down, then peel out onto the road with a squeal of tires. To put it plainly, I was driving drunk. Every night. There is no need to lecture me, to tell me what might have happened. That wasting my own stupid life is one thing, but that I could easily have crushed how many innocents under my wheels during that time. I know. Looking back, I break into an immediate cold sweat just thinking about it. Like a lot of things in my life, there's no making it prettier just 'cause time's passed. It happened. It was bad. There it is. There was a crazy-ass little independent radio station on this particular island, or maybe they broadcast it from another nearby island. I never figured it out. But it was one of those weird, inexplicable little anomalies of expat behavior that you find from time to time if you travel enough. A tiny, one-lung radio station in the middle of nowhere. A DJ whose playlist made no damn sense at all. Completely unpredictable selections ranging from the wonderfully obscure to the painfully familiar. From lost classics of garage rock, ancient cult psychobilly hits, and pre-disco funk masterpieces, to the most ubiquitously mundane medley of middle-of-the-road mainstays or parrothead anthems, in a flash. No warning. One second it's Jimmy Buffett or Loggins and Messina, the next, The Animals, House of the Rising Sun, or Question Mark and the Mysterians, 96 Tears. You never knew what was coming up.